704-570-1110. News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Brett Winterbull Show. It is awesome to be with you. I'm really sad about these tax hikes. You want the list of the tax hikes that Joe Biden gave you? I'm sorry, that Kamala Harris gave you? $6.5 billion natural gas tax, which will increase your household energy bills. It's important for you to understand this because they're not going to tell you this on CNN. They're not going to tell you this on NBC, ABC, CBS. They're not going to tell you this probably on Fox News. They're not going to tell you this over at messy NBC. $6.5 billion natural gas tax, which will increase your household energy bills. The bill imposes a regressive tax on American oil and gas development. The tax will drive up the cost of household energy bills. The CBO estimates the tax will increase taxes by $6.5 billion. The tax hike violates President Biden's tax pledge to any American making less than $400,000 per year. You don't make less than $400,000 per year, do you? You probably don't make less than $400,000. Everybody in this audience is very, very wealthy and well off. And you guys have like $100 bills that you can light your cigars with, right? Of course we are. That's how we are. Biden administration officials repeatedly admitted the taxes that raise consumer energy prices are in violation of his $400,000 tax pledge. A letter to Congress from the American Gas Association warned that methane is a certain kind of gas, would amount to a 17% increase on an average family's natural gas bill. Democrats have included a tax in the bill despite retail prices for energy surpassing multi-year highs in this country. You ready for another one? $12 billion crude oil tax, which will increase your household costs. With gas averaging more than $4 a gallon across the country, and only weeks removed from record high prices, Democrats have included a 16.4 cents per barrel tax on crude oil and imported petroleum products that'll be passed on to you in the form of higher gas prices. The tax hike violates President Biden's tax pledge to any American making less than $400,000 per year. As noted above, the Biden administration officials repeatedly admitted that these taxes will raise your prices. $1.2 billion coal tax, which will increase household energy bills, would more than double current excise taxes on coal production. Under the Democrat proposal, the tax rate on coal from subsurface mining will be doubled from 50 cents per ton to $1.10 per ton, while the tax rate on coal from surface mining will go from 25 cents per ton to 55 cents per ton. That'll raise $1.2 billion in taxes that'll be passed on to consumers like you in your electric bill. Corporate income tax hike on U.S. businesses will be passed on to households. Democrats imposed 15% corporate alternative minimum tax on the financial statement income of American businesses reporting $1 billion in profits for the past 3 years. So it's regressive. It's going back the other way. $124 billion stock tax, which will hit your nest egg, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your pensions. 95% federal excise tax on American pharmaceutical manufacturers. So your drugs are going to get more expensive. Price controls never work. They cause shortages. $52 billion income tax on mid-sized and family businesses. Supersizing the IRS to increase audits. They are spending $80 billion to supersize the IRS with 87,000 new agents and auditors and ramp up audits on working households and small businesses. The IRS would perform an additional 1.2 million annual audits under the plan. Those Democrats, thank them if you see them out there, folks. Be sure to thank them. Claim the increased spending on enforcement nets $124 billion. The bill spends 14 times as much money for enforcement, such as small business audits, than for taxpayer services like answering the phone. Do you know that IRS workers only answer the phone 19 or 20% of the time when you call? Think about this. Think about this, folks. They went to war with the middle class in this country. They went to war with the working class. People of color Hispanic voters, Latino voters. They are not happy that you have turned your back. So what do? They're going to make you pay and pay and pay and pay some more. They're going to punish you for how you voted in 2016 and how you voted in 2020. Oh, you're not going to walk away from that party. They're going to make sure you pay regardless you vote for them or not. They're going to make sure you pay for this. The idea that you have people in this country struggling to buy shoes for school, for back to school, or have a difficulty in purchasing groceries, and these millionaires in the Senate, the fact that they are able to just sort of look at you like you're peons. This is the first revolution in American history in which the wealthy and the powerful went after the working class. You know, oftentimes you hear about, you know, the communist revolution or this revolution or that revolution where the working class stands up. They have weaponized big tech, the university system, the media, and the government to screw you to the wall so that they can put you on display like a hunting trophy. That's it. I mean, I'm not talking about it in the biblical sense. I'm talking about it in the put you on display, going to make sure you never, ever flirt with not voting for the D party again. And they're going to do it every time you pay your electric bill and every time you put gas in your car and every time you want to go and buy a product for your kid, and they're going to hit your retirement accounts. They're coming for you. Now, here's the question I have, and I'll tell you what I think the answer is straight ahead. Where are they going to get 87,000 people to go to work and become IRS agents? They can't make enlistment goals in the military. They can't get airline pilots. They can't get nurses to staff up. Where are they going to go get 87,000 IRS officers to come and rifle your pockets? Where's that going to come from?